ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Economics.
Joining us for Look This Week at Business and Finance is the ABC's Chief Business Reporter, Ian Verinder. Ian, good evening.
Great to be here, Phil.
Great to have you with us. Gee, they're having fun in at the parliamentary inquiry into supermarket prices, aren't they?
They certainly are. I mean, it's been a pretty fiery week. You know, Brad Banducci the other day.
He's the Woolworths CEO.
That's right, yeah. And the Coal CEO is also...
Gone, isn't he, Brad Banducci? He's resigned.
He's flagged that he will be going later this year, yes. So he's hanging on for a couple of months.
After his terrific performance on the Four Corners program.
You thought that was good? You should have seen him perform before the Senate inquiry the other day. Hmm. And Nick McKim's questions in particular. It got down to, I guess, a debate over some fairly technical issues. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between return on equity and return on investment? Brad couldn't tell Nick what the return on equity was. He did know what the return on investment was, but it went on for hours, and to the point where Nick McKim essentially called him out for bullshitting and used that word. It got extraordinarily angry to the point where the senators all had to retire, have a meeting, and decide whether or not they should allow this to continue. They came back and thought they should. Brad Banducci was threatened with fines and potentially jail if he didn't didn't come clean. It was extraordinary, really.
Mm. Are Coles and Woolworths rigging the market? Are they price fixing? Are they price gouging? Are they doing this or not?
I think you'd have to probably say, in the traditional sense, no, they're not. Mm. And they've been extremely competitive when it comes to consumers. You know, they do really go out of their way to compete against one another on prices when it comes to consumers. I'm sure there are examples where consumers could say that that is not the case. Mm-hmm. But overall, you would have to say that they have really gone head to head with, in terms of fresh food, in terms of all manner of goods that they sell. If you look at the way they've expanded into alcohol, Australians buy alcohol on extremely competitive levels these days, mm-hmm. primarily because the two big operations have gone in there and hoovered up pretty much all of the retail operations and taken control of it, and they really do compete. But there's an interesting phenomenon that's taken place here in the past 25 years or so, and that is, I think, and this inquiry that we're having now is really showing it up to the max, because mm-hmm. what's happened is that when you have a duopoly like we have in our retail supermarket businesses, mm-hmm. where you've got two big players with more than 60% of the market, rather than try and bump up prices to consumers, which would be collusion, they've gone the other way, and they've targeted the suppliers.
They've squeezed the suppliers.
Yeah. Mm. So they've tried to squeeze down the cost that they're paying out to the suppliers, mm-hmm. and widening their margins that way. Now, you know, supermarkets are very high volume and very low margin businesses. You know, they get between 3% and 5% return on their margin on the amount of, so for every dollar that comes in through the tills, around about, you know, somewhere 3 and 5 cents, goes into their pockets as profit. Now, that's one of the arguments that the Coles chief executive has put forth. We only earn 3 cents in every dollar, mm-hmm. which is true. But the corollary to that is that all you've got to do to make a lot of money, given the amount of money flowing through your tills, is to widen the margins a very, very tiny bit, and you get a massive lift in profit. And what we saw through the pandemic, and most particularly through the aftermath in the inflation wave that came through, was that we saw Profits for both Coles and Woolworths soar. Mm-hmm. And we also saw their margins, their profit margins widen. Now, that really angered the community because here were a lot of people really struggling under the weight of massive increases in the price of pretty much everything, particularly food, particularly fuel, rents. And then you had interest rates going up as a result of all of that. So mortgage payments and rents, you know, went sky high. Mm-hmm. And at that very moment, you had both the big retailers coming out and saying, our profits, we're earning record profits and our margins are going up. Mm. So that angered a lot of people. But I think what you might find if you dig into it is that really it's the they've probably whacked on a little bit more in terms of the inflation rate to what they could charge. Mm-hmm. And they've continued to screw down the suppliers in a massive way. And that has been one of that's been the really big factor. It's the suppliers where all the complaints are coming from. And, you know, you look at the way, for instance, Woolworths expanded through the alcohol industry in the late 90s and early 2000s, where they basically went through and bought up pretty much every bottle shop that was an independent bottle, you know, liquor supplier through the suburbs, rebranded them, called them BWS. And there were a lot of those small suppliers out there, or small family-owned businesses, who were approached by Woolworths at the time saying, hey, we've got a deal for you. We're going to buy your shop at this price. Mm. And it was the deal was, if you don't accept, there's a shop just down the road that's empty. We might take that up and compete against you. What do you reckon? Mm. So there was a lot of underhanded tactics. And one of the things last week that was announced by the federal government and the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, was a tightening up on the regulations that the competition regulator could actually impose. All mergers, and particularly mergers like that called creeping mergers, where mm-hmm. you'd take out the tiny little players in the industry bit by bit. You haven't had to actually go to the regulator and announce to the regulator that you're doing this. Mm. And so this is one of the reasons why the industry in Australia is so concentrated.
Look, I mean, people might say that they support better terms and conditions for suppliers, but it would result, on this analysis, in higher prices for consumers.
Yeah, and look, and that's just it.
So who's going to be in favour of that?
Well, I mean, look, let's look at what classic economics tells you about the operation of free markets. And we call ourselves a free market democracy, and we're very proud of being a free market democracy. But what is a free market? Well, a free market, on the theory at least, is that a situation where you have many buyers, many sellers, and firms that are engaged in selling barely make enough money to survive. And if they make profits that are over and above survival rates, then you'll get another competitor coming in to make sure that profits are restricted and that nobody pays too much. And what we've got in pretty much every industry in Australia is two big players. Mm. And the supermarkets are just one. Look, they're in the firing line because people were angry that they were being forced to pay so much for everything. And then they saw these two organisations reporting record profits and huge margins.
Mm. Yeah, but the solution would result in even higher prices.
Well, I don't know, what is the solution. I mean, you're going to break them up.
I mean, if they stop ripping off suppliers, then that'll mean higher prices for consumers.
Quite possibly, yeah. Or lower returns for the shareholders.
Well, I mean, do we know the answer to this question as to whether or not Coles and Woolworths do have, you know, price gouging margins? Are they?
Woolworths' margins are around about 6%, and that's in their accounts and the ones that were most recently delivered to the stock exchange. Mm. That's around about double the margin for most major Western economies.
Right. Okay.
Yes, they do have big margins. Mm-hmm. They've also got a massive footprint across the country. It's very hard for a foreign competitor to come in and try and steal that market share away from them because it's a huge investment that's involved. And there's the land is not available. I mean, Costco or, you know, Aldi or one of those operations, very difficult for them to come in and set up a chain of stores across Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, you know, in high density areas where the land is already taken. It's a very expensive operation. Right. So once you're entrenched into that dominant position, as Coles and Woolworths both are, it's not easy for a foreign competitor to come in and take control.
But it's not entirely clear if you broke up Coles and Woolworths that you'd get lower prices for consumers.
No, that's right. And that's what Craig Emerson argued.
I mean, this is the problem, isn't it?
The opposition, Peter Dutton and the National Party, were both arguing that they should be broken up. Craig Emerson has said, look, if you break them up, particularly in regional areas, you might find that consumers are going to end up having to pay more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Particularly in regional areas. Yeah. That's right, where there actually isn't any competition anyway.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, has the horse bolted and we're too late to the possibly? But, I guess you get down to, is economic theory actually worth anything? You know, is it just a theory that can't be imposed in the real world? And, you know, reality dictates that if you were going to, particularly in a country like Australia, which is massive land size, smallish population, it gets down to you're going to have big corporations are going to be the ones that are best, you know, equipped to be able to cope with those kind of conditions.
The short answer is that the government's not going to do anything about it, are they? They're not going to break up Coles and Woolworths.
No, they're not. And but in the future, and industries coming through in the future, it's going to be probably more difficult, and there'll be a lot more visibility over companies trying to really take control by buying up small little operations that potentially could be competitors down the track.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I was thinking, well, if you're a supplier, you don't have to supply Coles and Woolworths, but you kind of do. You kind of do, because they've got 60% of the market.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're only shooting for you know, a boutique 40% of the market, then, well, you could do that.
Well, look, you know, some of the tactics that are involved include, delivery fees and, there's all sorts of rebates, fees, position. I mean, to get your stuff on a shelf in Woolworths, you have to pay money to get on it, to be in a premium spot, unless you want to be up on the top shelf and over the back where nobody can see your stuff. There are, breakage fees. There's all sorts of fees.
Someone telling me on the other day that, or did I hear this, that they were offering guarantees on plants, for example. If, you could always come back and exchange if it wasn't alive. But the cost of that, of course, was borne by the supplier.
That's right. And look, interestingly, Bunnings has entered the fray in this whole debate as well. And there are now nursery owners who creating plants, growing plants for Bunnings, and they're being squeezed into submission, really, when it comes to making a profit.
Don't get too excited about a lot of instant change here. There's probably not going to be. Ian, good to talk.
Thanks, Phil.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.